Yo.
Hey, what's up, dummy?
All right,
man.
So what's up?
I don't know what to say now that I'm being recorded.
Oh, you'll loosen right up.
No, I'm just kidding. Not too much, man. I saw Spank last weekend.
You saw Spank?
Yeah,
He was home?
he was in town.
Doing what?
Being just dumb as can be.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he home with Idiot?
Home with Idiot.
He was home for a weekend?
Yeah, I'm not sure why. But it kind of worked out good because, like, Erica called me up and she was just like, "No, we gotta go out with Mike and Sarah," like an idiot. And so I was like, so I was like, last weekend was the Nutcracker.
What?
My nieces are in it. So I, what? Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I'm gonna go to that.
You're like, yeah, last week was a Nutcracker, and I really wanted to see it, so it was cool. We all four of us went.
So I got drunk as a pig and heckled from the balcony. Right as I stuck my ass over the fucking railing. So at any rate, I figured, well, what the hell, you know, I might as well kill two birds with one stone. I'll take her to that because I need to, you know, I need to have somebody to go with. I can't go by myself like a fool.
Right.
And so I went with her. Apparently Sarah wanted to go, but Mike wouldn't go.
No way. That's surprising.
Yeah. So that.
Who told you that?
That's what Erica said.
Wow.
I don't know, though.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, what I'm thinking probably happened is Erica probably said, "Hey, do you guys want to go?" And Sarah didn't want to say no to her. And then said,
yeah,
"Oh, Mike won't go."
That's what it is.
And
you know he has not enough backbone to say no to her.
He has no pull.
None.
He has no pull whatsoever.
That's exactly what it is. Sarah didn't want to go.
So at any rate, Mike's all, you know, he calls me up and, "Oh, we got to go out." Well, so we go to this stupid ballet. So I'm in the need of about 20 beers by the time
whoa,
it's
whoa,
over.
Who went? Just you and Erica?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what night is this?
It was like last Friday or Saturday.
Okay. All right.
It was probably last Saturday. But not this past one, the one before.
Right.
So we go to that. We get to Mike's place. Him and Sarah and Pete are sitting upstairs. So, yeah, we're hanging out. So I'm like, dude, you know, he was watching a game. So I waited till the game was over, and I was like, "Hey, you know, you ready to take off?" "I really don't want to go out." I was just like,
"What?"
Yeah, we had to fucking practically beg him to go out.
So did he finally go out?
Yeah, and then it was just a pain in the ass. Yeah, every time I go back there, all he wants to do is sit upstairs with Pete Nice and drink, you know, have
a
couple beers up there.
I know. He doesn't go out anymore.
I mean, I like Pete Nice. You know, that's, you know.
But that's always cool, you know, as a pregame type thing.
Yeah.
Sitting up there drinking a few beers with Pete Nice and Spank.
Yeah.
It's entertaining for like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, and then
you
after
tie a little
a while,
buzz on and you go out.
And then after a while, and dude, I'll tell you what, as far as she goes, the motherfucking gloves are off right now.
Why? Wait, what happened? Wait.
Well, the gloves weren't off before.
I know, but there, what's up? Now you're swinging? I know they were never on.
I'm going to come out swinging at that bitch.
Why? What did she say to you this time?
Because I was trying to be grown up. You know, I was trying
you
to be nice.
Are. You always try to be a gentleman around
Always. And
I don't think she buys it, but at least the effort's there.
I tried really hard this time. And so we get back there. And I'm talking, and I'm like, "Oh, man, hey, Spank, did you hear about Neil O'Donnell, yeah, the AFC Player of the Month and everything?" And they're both, Pete Nice and Spank are just like, "Bah, he's a fucking bomb." Blah, blah. I'm like, "Eh, whatever, I expect as much."
Right.
You know, and then Sarah's like, "The hell, have you been watching the same games we have?" And I'm just like, and she was just getting fucking ruthless. And I'm like, "Excuse me, number one, what do you know about football?" Number two, you know, Tomczak was in for like 4 or 5 games this season and threw all those interceptions while O'Donnell was on the sideline. He's had how many 350-yard games? He's been looking like a champ.
He's been looking great.
He's
lately.
Been looking like a quarterback that can get them to the big show.
Yeah.
You know, he's throwing the long ball finally. Getting rid of Eric Green was the best thing that ever happened to Pittsburgh. You know, because remember what I told you this summer? I said, watch out for that receiving core.
Right.
And they are no joke. I mean, look at Yancey Thigpen.
He's developed in I mean, he's a consideration for an All-Pro.
Yeah, he's no joke.
He's tough.
Yeah.
And CJ's still young.
Yeah, CJ's still young. Ernie Mills, you know, look at the game he had last week. You know, somebody all you start covering Thigpen, other people are going to open up. You know, but dude, she was just like the other ones were just like Spank and Pete were just like. You know, oh, he sucks still, blah, blah, blah. You know, I could take that.
Right.
But she's just fucking brutally fucking bashing into me. And I'm just like I need to sit here and take this. Because I was going to, you could not have any more polar opposites than what I did that weekend. Went to the ballet Friday night. It was Saturday night. Went to the Steeler game Sunday. I was just, oh, dude, I was outside smoking Honduran cigars. We got there about 9 o'clock. I was drunk as an idiot.
And which game was this?
Steelers-Oilers.
Oh, okay.
And,
pretty boring game, huh?
Yeah, I'm going this weekend, too, though. Patriots.
Hey, they can have home field.
What's that?
You got to root for home field right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Chiefs lost last week.
Yep.
That helped us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, dude, they drop one more. I don't know who
wins the tie. I don't know who.
I think we do.
Why is that?
I think it conference wins. I think we. Because I said so.
Because you just.
Because I said I'm not going to win all ties. It's in the rule book. Steelers
Puck
win all ties.
Puck decides who wins all tiebreakers from here and after.
If it's a tiebreaker between fucking Dallas and San Francisco, the Steelers win it. So get off me.
Yeah, any tiebreaker between any two teams, the Steelers win.
Tie in the NHL, Steelers win.
If the Super Bowl is tied, there is no overtime.
There is no
Steelers are Super Bowl champs.
The Steelers are the champs. So, you know, that's just the way it is. Ain't you read the rule book? That's a whole page dictated to that. There's also another page on tailgating.
Yeah.
When tailgating, Puck has the right of way. At all times.
You won that right last year.
Dude,
after you brutally beat brutally beat an IUP student.
Bit his nipple off. Oh my god. Verbally assaulted an old man in the stadium.
When, this time?
Nah, last year at the championship game.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Poking me in the back, telling me to sit down. You shut the fuck up. I just paid $180 for these tickets.
And
I'll
you got a bargain.
Yeah, and we got a good deal. That was ridiculous. But, dude, I've been getting all my tickets this year at Face.
How?
Just this dude. Why the fuck would you buy season tickets and not go?
Because you're stupid?
Because you're
Why
an
would
idiot.
You leave the ringer on your phone off when someone's about to call? Because
you're
stupid.
That was an honest mistake. I mean, you know.
Stupid, baby?
Dude, talk about stupid. I am going to... I'll get back to what I was going to say talking about stupid. But we'll go back to the Steelers briefly. Right. So we have one section of the conversation on hold.
We're both going to forget about that joint in about 10 seconds.
No, I won't because it's actually semi-important. Well, not right. Really, man. At any rate, fucking, why would you buy season tickets and not go?
I don't know. I mean, it's only, what, 8 games, right?
Yeah, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah.
Yeah.
8 games, and what? You know, why would you not go at this time of year?
They're playing so well right now.
I know. They've won their last 7.
Yep.
Beat on the wood here. They're just playing so, because any team that they're in the game with going into the fourth quarter, I honestly think that they will beat. because they just brutally wear down the other side's linemen.
Their line has been playing very well.
And that's, you know, that's where they were hurting when they were in the slump. Their line was not playing well.
They
were not
both sides of it.
They were not pass blocking. They weren't dominating the line of scrimmage on defense. You know, they just looked like hell. But now they look like no joke. I'm very happy. But at any rate, speaking of stupid, I just like kind of started going out with this one chick.
Yeah.
Dude, she is not what you would expect me to go out with.
Why not?
You would think that I would punch this chick before I'd go out with her.
Why? Well, what's up with her? Is she dumb?
No, she's not dumb. She's a vegetarian.
Okay.
And the reason she's a vegetarian has nothing to do with, like, health, diet, you know, all that.
Right.
It has to do with the fact that she doesn't believe in killing animals for food.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, she's looking at the chief offender. I've killed more bacon in my time. I walk into a field, I got to take a bite out of a cow.
Wow, dude.
Maybe she's just trying to kill me.
How did you meet this girl?
She's a secretary for the Student Congress.
Okay, that's been a good connection for you.
Dude, that has been. Man, Student Congress, College Republicans, all those shit that everybody says, ooh, dude, you're a nerd, man.
Yeah, you blow.
I'm blowing through those organizations like there's no fucking tomorrow. She's a big Democrat.
Okay.
She's real cute, though. She's really pretty. Not, you know. Let's see. You just even the way she dresses, you wouldn't expect me to go.
Where's she from?
She's from Willow Grove.
Where is Willow Grove, dumbass?
Stupid ass. It's a motherfucking exit on the turnpike where I met you one time.
Oh, she's from near Sarah's place.
Yeah.
She's right here.
Yeah.
Damn, over Christmas, I may roll up that car. Yeah.
Dude, she would not go for you.
Yeah, the way home from Sarah's, I stopped. What's your name?
I ain't telling you.
Come on, man.
Hell no.
Damn.
Because I know you'll be looking that shit up in the phone book trying to find her hanging outside her house. I don't want none of that.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a little hookup over the holidays.
There's always a chance you could just lie and not be yourself for 20 minutes. And she'd get fucked. And I'd be dealing with bruised meat. I'd be unhappy as hell.
Oh, man. So, wait a second. IUP has a long break, right?
Yeah.
So, what's she going to do? She going to come back? She going to be in Philly?
She's going home. She.
Oh, so you roll out here.
Oh, you know what?
I'm telling you.
That's not a bad idea.
How far off the Willow Grove exit does she live?
She said she lives right by the exit.
And Sarah lives about 20 minutes from the exit.
Yeah. She said that, or not, she didn't 15. Say anything. What the fuck am I talking about? She's only 20. She just turned 20.
Ooh, that's killing us.
I know. So maybe I'll stop in and see her on the way to the bar.
Wow, how are we going to get around that? Let me think. Did she go out to the bar? Does she have ID?
Hell no.
She doesn't have ID?
No.
She doesn't go uptown at IUP? Boy, that's good to have, though. I mean,
oh, hell yes.
Dude, I wish I had something like that. I don't have to worry about following me into a bar.
I have been working that angle since I've been here.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be ideal.
Hell yeah. You remember when I was going out with Stephanie, dude? I used to come back from uptown drunk as a pig and fucking hook upless.
Right.
And be like, ding, oh, I can call my dummy. Hello, dummy.
That girl did things that most people would find unspeakable.
Dude, she probably wakes up in the middle of the night. Oh, God. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. Oh, God. We're so big and so hairy. I don't know what it was, but it fucked me. Christ.
Willow Grove, huh? So
yeah.
Look, so you have to roll out here then, because I'm gonna get home like the 22nd, 23rd around that area, and then I have an interview in Pittsburgh on Wednesday the 27th.
Oh yeah.
And then probably the next day on the 28th, I'm heading back out to Philly.
Wow.
So I'm gonna be out here, and you don't start school up again until what, like middle of January?
Probably like around the 15th sometime.
Yeah. So I'll be out here chilling,
like
Bob. Like
Gilligan on an island.
Although I am flying out to San Diego on the 9th.
What?
I got to interview a couple residency programs in California, so I'm going to be out there for about two and a half weeks.
When are you going to be out there, man?
End of January. Living the high life.
Well, you think you California boy now?
You got it,
dog. You think you're going to go out there and be discovered?
What? I'm already am discovered.
I'm going to see punk ass on billboards and fucking want to shoot myself. Oh, God. Face be plastered on the side of buses. Hi, I'm a dummy. I'm the poster boy for HIV. Don't do what I do or you're going to get HIV.
Oh, man.
Dave.
Dumb.
Dumber.
No, I'll be out there on business. I'm going to interview like 3 or 4 different programs.
Oh, yeah?
Then I'm just going to vacay.
Oh, man.
And hit Mardi Gras in February.
Wow.
Rolling that right in.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at maybe going to Jamaica for spring break.
Why Jamaica?
Because they got a 7-day, 7-night plan for like $419.
Not including airfare, obviously.
Airfare from North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Airfare from North Carolina? We could drive there.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I ripped the motherfucking thing right off the bulletin board when I saw it.
Did you call for details?
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal?
As a matter of fact, I might have it here. I don't know where the fuck it is. Well, maybe I do. Hold on, let me check this out.
I don't believe this.
No,
why don't
we
go to Panama City, though, too?
Panama City,
Florida. I hear it's great down there.
Well, there's a plan for that, too. Hold on, let me check this shit out.
Where's your spring break?
Yours
is all kind of late.
Well, it's in March sometime, middle of March or something. Bahamas party cruise, 7 days, 15 meals and parties included, $279. Panama City room with kitchen, $119.
How much? $119 for the what?
Let me see.
What is it, probably $119 per hour?
What's included? Beachfront hotel for 8 days, room with a kitchen, parties and discounts at the best bars. Special information. Our rooms have kitchens. We don't charge extra. Save $20 or $30.
Look at us, man. 26 years old and we're trying to get the spring break.
26,
what is wrong with us?
26, 1 foot in the grave. Let's see. The golf walk is $129. It's a boardwalk beach resort.
At Panama City.
Yeah, the beach side is $119.
Let's go there instead of Jamaica or Bahamas.
Now, just listen to me, dummy.
I'm telling you, the best action is going to be at Panama City. That's where the most people are going to be.
Dude, Jamaica's $419.
Yeah, but no one's going to go to Jamaica for spring break.
It's going
to
be little IUP down there, man.
Yeah, why do you want a little IUP? You got IUP right in your backyard.
Dude, well, it's going to be all these little
cheesy-ass. How about little
cheesy
University of Miami and little Florida and little Florida State and little every southern school in the world treks to Panama City?
How about this, dummy? Last year during spring break, people went down to that motherfucker.
Right.
It was either last year or the year before.
Right.
Froze their asses off.
Where, Panama City?
Yes.
Well, it must have been some kind of fluke.
They were in Panama City. There were people that were down in...
They froze their ass off during the day, but I bet you they got it in them at night, partied all night.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, 419,
hey,
huh?
If I want to go for the sun, you know, whatever, I'll go to Miami and lay out on the beach. Right?
You got point. Point noted. Now, here's Nay Grilled Jamaica.
I'll go to damn tanning salon for a week.
Hey, motherfucker, just listen to me. You shut the motherfucker up and listen to what I'm telling you or I'll punch you in your eye. Stupid ass. Flights depart on weekends. You must be able to leave on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Flights are generally evening departures, so we get drunk on the plane on the way in. Just fly in drunk. Kind of like the way I left the Army. Hotel 7 nights. RT transfers, whatever the fuck that is. Free party discount program. Save $100. Departure taxes and fees, $35.
I mean, it's all going to sound good. You have to call and be like, okay, what strings are attached? What do I have to do? What do I, you know what I'm saying?
Probably have to fuck a fat bitch or something.
What number
you can go?
What number do you have? Give me that number. I'm going to call him. I don't trust you.
You think I'm too stupid to handle fucking?
No, I'll let you call him this time around. Find out the details. It's all one agency that's offering all these different.
Do you have that stupid ass fax machine up?
No, it don't work.
You're idiots. Why doesn't it work? Because you guys are too stupid?
I guess. I don't know.
Motherfucking dummy. Cocoa Beach, Florida, $169. Daytona, Florida, $139. Key West, Florida, $259.
Would they say those prices? That's for the whole week.
I think that's per day. It's for the whole week, you jackass.
Per person?
Yeah. Let's see. Important info to know. We absolutely guarantee the lowest price. In 8 years, we have never received a complaint to the Better Business Bureau.
But as far as Panama City goes, we gotta fly down there.
Where to?
Panama City.
Why do we gotta fly?
Well, we could drive. I mean,
you're stupid as hell.
You know what? It is kind of north in Florida, although it's way west.
See, that's why it's gonna be cold.
I bet you from IUP because.
You can get there in 24 hours, probably.
Less.
20.
We made it from Philadelphia to Miami.
Yeah.
In about 22.
Yeah, I made it to Marco Island in 22.
And you know Panama City has got to be closer than Miami. It's got to be. Because you probably take that route, whatever it is, that cuts off of 95 through Atlanta.
That route, whatever it is.
Yeah, route, you know. Route, you know. All
right, Magellan. Motherfucker, you know, we got to get on. Look for a size. Say, route whatever it is.
You know.
You know. Dummy. Hi, I'm Dick Magellan. I'm lost. Can you give me directions?
Dick Magellan.
And his trusty sidekick, Susan. His first mate, Susan. First mate Susan was no joke coming back.
Yeah, Susan hooked us up on the way back.
That's right, you dumbass.
You got to find out when your spring break is, because first of all,
you're stupid.
I am. But if it's the end of March, I can't go.
What?
I got a previous engagement.
You can get a previous punch in your mouth.
So it's
previous
gotta,
ass whooping.
It's got to be like, it's got to be before March 20th.
Okay. Let me see. They got pictures. Hold on. Let me check something out here. They got pictures of these fucking places. The beachside.
Pictures are always going to look good. What are they going to do? Put a picture in if the place is a dump?
I'm saying they got picture of the actual fucking hotels.
I know. I mean, yeah, they're going to look good. It's just something's not right.
I'm looking. They're all on the beach is what I'm looking at.
Something.
Although the beaches look deserted. These beaches are fucking barren. I'll tell you what, though, man. This Jamaica trip, man, this motherfucker looks like, man, it looks nice there. We can get all up in them classes.
We'll be the only ones on the whole island for
what
that week.
What the fuck are we?
What are we going
to be there by ourselves?
I'll swim away from that.
I'll just drink myself into oblivion and jerk off a lot. Jerk off all over myself.
I will swim, swim, swim.
You an idiot. Damn. Let's see. Panama City.
Hey, what did Spank say about Christmas? Is he coming home? Is Spike going to be home for Christmas?
I haven't talked to him since then. I don't know.
I gotta give him a call. It's been like over a month since I talked to him.
Really?
It's been a long, long time.
Man, he's drunk. That woman took his mind.
A long time ago. Man, they're still together.
She took his ring and his mind.
I can't believe it.
Ooh, this is bad.
What?
Check out 11 a.m. Check in 3 p.m., check out 11 a.m. It's going to take all the motherfucking willpower you can muster.
That's going to take everything and then some.
Well, we'll
that's
stay
gonna
for...
take all the willpower you can muster and a little magic to get my ass out of there by 11 a.m.
We'll stay for another week. Get off me.
Brad, set that snooze for tomorrow.
Oh, shit. This trip, the schedule is from Saturday to Saturday. Which is great.
Well, I say you do some investigation.
And then, all right.
And see what's up to find out what dates your spring break is.
All right. I could do it.
You could, and you will.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's like a date that you have to let these people know by. Final payments due 35 days before departure. We're going to shut that motherfucker down when we get your money and run.
Yeah, find out. I mean, is it a place, is there an address or a number?
Yeah, I got a phone number.
Is it 412?
It's 1-800.
Oh, no. Find out where they're from. Find out their name.
Well, we have a campus representative, number 93.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. I mean, dude, I know people who have gone on these trips before. It's all good.
That just seems way too cheap to be true. I'm rather skeptical.
Well, you're rather stupid, too. Dude, we'll just pay for one person. We'll both go. We're dumb enough to believe we can get away with that, too.
I know.
Show up, they'll be like, they'll be like, hey, you, sir, you cheap ass, will be sleeping on the beach. Be sleeping with my hoes.
Oh, man.
We'll tell them I hooked up with you and brought you back. Hey, man, I hooked up with my gay lover. Oh, shit, this is being recorded.
Yeah, I know. You better be careful, man.
I mean, I love you and all, but...
Not like that.
Not like that. I ain't gay.
Let's state that right away.
Oh, shit. This definitely looks like...
Man.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I've been a little flu. You know how that goes.
A little phlegm flipping.
You got it.
Oh, man. I don't know. This looks like a good deal, though. Trying to think if there's anything else I got to... Oh, dude. One of my teachers...
Yeah?
Or profs or whatever you call them in college.
Right.
He just totally reminds me of Art Donovan.
Really?
He just cracks me. He's always talking about football and shit.
Those commercials are great.
Oh, aren't they? They're hyping up the fucking Tampa Bay and Green Bay game. And they're hyping it up and blah, blah, blah going on. They cut the Artie's, oh, just watch the damn game. I'm just like, yes. Well, at any rate, his schedule is, final is scheduled for 12:30 Saturday, which is exactly kickoff of the Steeler game.
Uh-huh.
So on the assumption that I might get tickets, I went to him on Monday, and I was like, hey, you know, I said, this is, I don't know if this is a good enough excuse to ask you to do me a favor, I said, but, you know, I'd really appreciate it if I could take the final on a different day with a different section or another class that you might have. And he looks at me and goes, why? And I said, well, I said, you know, I could lie to you. I said, but I'm going to be totally honest, tell you the truth. I said, I have tickets to the Steeler game on Saturday. I said, and I'd really like to go. He looks at me for a second. He says, "Come down to my office after class." So we went down. We go down.
That's all he said. Okay.
We go into his office, and he's got the.